Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, at some point in time, we all will have to, well, maybe most of us will be caregivers for our parents or our children or our grandparents. I know so many people that are doing that right now, and it's not an easy job. Caregiving consultant Tina Scallon joins us. She's author of The Ultimate Compassionate Guide to Caregiving and founder of the ultimatecaregivingexpert.com. How are you this morning?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Tell us about the ultimatecaregivingexpert.com.
Well, we are in a caregiving crisis. I mean, living longer is a wonderful thing, but it brings along lots of issues of caring for your aging parent. And I developed this website to help everyone in America or beyond to help them, give them information in common sense ways so they understand certain diseases and certain ways to help them. I mean, according to many research, the fastest growing age group in the country is 85 plus.
Yeah.
And a lot of people 50 and over are taking care of their parents, and it's really starting to become a problem because having good help is starting to, there's not enough people out there, and that's why I started my website.
Oh, yeah. I have a grandmother who's 93, and although she lives, you know, by her herself in her house, my aunt lives on the, my aunt and her family lives on the property. A couple of her sons checks on her every day. All of, she has nine kids. All of them call her at one point in the day. So, she's still very much cognizant, aware she's not sick or anything. And it's just a blessing. I know that's not everybody's story. But what is the toughest part about caregiving? And for those of us over 50 who are caring for a parent or a grandparent?
Caring for an aging parent without going broke. That is the biggest issue.
Yeah, it's expensive.
It is expensive, and the thing is that I want to teach family caregivers to take care of their own loved ones. I mean, a simple thing as changing the sheets while their loved one is in there. Some people can't be moved, and they don't know how to do this. Well, in my book and on the website, it explains all that wonderfully.
Wow, that's phenomenal, and you're right. I had a friend, her mom could not be moved, and that was one of their issues. What do we do? How do we change her? And let me tell you what they did, and I don't know if this is in your book or not, but they it was four of them. They lifted her on the corners of the bed while she was on the particular sheets, and they had somebody change the sheets while they had her lifted. Now, this was really hard because, you know, it's pretty heavy. And change the sheets that way. They said that that was just the easiest way for them to do it besides, you know, rolling her from side to side. So they figured it out for themselves.
Wow. Yeah. Lifting can create problems, too.
Oh, yeah.
In the book, it is easier if you roll from one side, scrunch up the sheets to the middle, and then roll to the other side. And do everything quickly as possible.
Absolutely. You know, when you talk about money, and especially one of our dear friends, they had to have their mother in a facility, and it was $6,000 a month that they did not have.
Or more.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
more.
Oh, yeah, I know some more. It's, there are some that are $8,000 and $10,000 a month. And what do you do? How do you deal with the financial part of caring for your loved one?
Well, number one, if you want to stay in your home for the rest of your life and be cared for in your home, you must go into your old age debt-free and with a savings account. If not, you need to start with a long-term care policy as early as possible. You can get one when you're older, but it's much more expensive. And now that in a couple of years, almost half the population is going to be over 65.
Wow.
So things are starting to get expensive. But if viewers want, there's several sites out there that can help you with such things. There's eldercare.com and benefits.gov. They can consider checking, and you could also consider checking out the National Council on Aging, benefitscheckup.org, and you could search various programs that you could qualify for. You could also do things like if you have a home, a big home, you could either sell it to downsize to a smaller home. That'll give you a little bit more money. You could do a reverse mortgage. There's annuities, and there's bridge loans. Bridge loans only last a year, but it does help.
Okay. I know for some people, and my friend, another friend of mine whose mother had Alzheimer's, and she put her in an adult group home and that just cared for people with Alzheimer's. And it worked out so well because she got good attention. There were only three adults in that home. And it was really a great situation for her.
You know, there's so many things popping up these days. There's a lot of 55-plus communities. Mm-hmm. They will kind of take care of their own. But with that, you have to have an income of minimum $30,000 a year.
Mm.
You know, and a lot of people, when they reach that age, they don't have any income except maybe Medicare or Medicaid, mm-hmm. and that's not even an option. Now, Medicaid does come out with a cash and counseling program, and in some states, they provide direct payments that could go straight to your family or you, and they can help.
Mm-hmm.
But another thing, our wonderful government has just passed what they call the Raise Family Caregiving Act.
Mm-hmm.
And what that's going to do is it's going to help family caregivers with maintenance and updates and different strategies to support family caregivers. And that's going to go into effect in 2019. If you have Medicare Advantage, it will definitely cover incidentals like housekeeping, mm-hmm. meal preparation, different things like that, too.
That's good. That's good. You know, besides all of those things, when do we know when it's time to perhaps find a place for our parents to go, or as opposed to keeping them at home? So talk about those two ideas.
Well, the thing is, you have to be prepared. If you aren't physically capable of taking care of your loved ones, then it's not going to work to have them in the home.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to, you know, make sure that you're physically able, the house is ready. You need to make sure that, say, the bathroom, they can get in with a wheelchair.
Yeah.
It's accessible. And if it's not, then you have to go check out your local assisted living facilities and nursing homes and see if that's an option too.
Okay. You talk about, and you have done this, being a in-home caregiver agency. So what do you look for? I think so many people, and we went through this with my mother-in-law, where the lady that they sent over was stealing from her. And she was stealing from all the people in the building. So, you know, what do we do with that? There's so many trust issues today.
You have to make sure that they have a criminal background check in place.
Mm.
But, you know, you have to go into this and make sure you're compatible with the sitter. A lot of people that I went into, sometimes I had to change sitters two and three times just to make sure that they both fit, because if your parents aren't happy with the person that's caring for them,
oh, yeah.
it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You have to make sure that the sitter's organized, that they can prepare meals and they can clean well, because if not, it's not going to work.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. You definitely want to match with somebody, especially if you are still in your season of work. And you really can't be there for mom or dad.
Well, my biggest advice for anyone that's going to care for their loved ones in the home, You have to kind of consider it like a business. You have to listen to your loved ones. You need to take the time to see what their needs are and then understand their environment.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make a plan. Purchase the proper equipment that's needed to take care of them properly. And if you do that, you are going to do great.
Okay. All right. And so what advice do you have for those who opt to stay home with mom and dad? Perhaps they take an early retirement. I hear that a lot of caregivers are so burned out. They're so tired because they don't really have any help. It's just them and mom or dad, or mom and dad, every day, and they're having to do all the work. So what advice do you give to caregivers?
Have patience. Take time. Even if it's 5 minutes to go into another room and just take a deep breath. And another thing is sleep when they sleep. I know some people can't sleep during the day, but it helps out so much. Sleep is so precious. And if you have time to do special things for yourself, like take a bubble bath or read a good book, that helps so much more too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, your book, huge book, maybe folks can't afford it, but your website has some really great information on it.
Yes. What I did was, a lot of people think the book's way too big. So what I did is I took the book and I tore it apart and I put chapters on the website so they could purchase just the chapters that they need.
Mm-hmm.
It helps out a whole lot because, I mean, it gives individual descriptions on different things like how to clean, how to cook, how to shop for your relatives, nutritional information and such.
That's good. That's good stuff. Your website is theultimatecaregivingexpert.com. All kinds of great information. Now, they can buy the pieces, the chapters of the book, right, from your website?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But if they want the book, they can get The Ultimate Compassionate Guide to Caregiving where?
At Amazon.com.
All right. Looking forward to it. We all have to make some decisions now. And those of us in our 50s, what kind of decisions should we be making? It could be us, but if we look down the road and we think we're going to have to take care of our parents, what should we have in place right now?
Long-term care insurance. I mean, we should try to get our parents' debts paid off as quickly as possible and go into their old age with some type of savings or long-term care policy. The younger you get a long-term care policy, the cheaper. It's like life insurance. When you get older, you can borrow against it, or if you had a long-term policy, you can use it to pay for sitters to come in and clean the home, to cook, to bathe you, the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's good stuff to know. Again, theultimatecaregivingexpert.com is where you need to go for more information. This is Tina Scallon. She is a caregiving consultant and expert in this industry. Thank you so much for joining us, Tina.
It has been a pleasure talking with you, Twanda. And if your listeners would like to continue the conversation with me, they can go to my website, theultimatecaregivingexpert.com. And I really thank you so much.
Thank you.